Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement. How they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live. How they are filling their time. What charities they are supporting and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
To today's show. It's your host, Annie Nelson.
I'm extremely excited and privileged to be talking with Kawina Gordon, a guide, mentor, speaker, and author. Kawina is 87 years young and still working, having reinvented herself in her 50s, and in the process is growing stronger than ever. So welcome, Kawina.
Thank you, Anne. It's lovely to be on tap here and be able to pass on my experiences and understanding of how to be happy at my age. At the moment, I'm having a lovely time. I feel so well and so easy to learn. My mind is clearer than it's been for many years. And what happened at this point, when I was about 50, I learned to sing and I went onto the stage. But having learned to sing for about 3 months when I was learning, I found out the deep breathing helped me be much healthier, much more full of energy and full of the joy of life. So I decided then I'd go along and study the ways of breathing, the deep breathing, and I took all the books I could find and studied them all, and then I took it on permanently for the rest of my life. I find out that that's what the secret is in the late part of your life and all your life.
So where did this lead you to, Kawina?
Well, it led me to going onto the stage to sing. And having gone onto the stage to sing, that seemed to teach me to be a presenter on stage, because I did more than singing. I did acting as well. And it gave me the confidence to be a speaker when my book came out and I was asked to speak about my book.
So how long have you been practicing what you preach before you decided to share your knowledge with the world?
I had been practicing on the stage for about 22 years, and then I left the stage and went straight into teaching meditation and quality breathing. I studied that and I taught that, and I'm still doing the same thing. So it was really the learning to sing that put me where I am at the moment. And then when my book came out, that took me further on to make myself happier than ever.
Would you like to tell us a bit more about your book now?
My book is a self-healing book. It just teaches people what I learnt along the way. It's called Happiness is Just a Breath Away. But also in that book, I teach people very gentle meditations, very powerful affirmations for the mind, the body and the soul. So what I teach is what I do. I feel that I am an example, and I like to be that. But it does teach the confidence, self-esteem with self-respect. It teaches people intuitive awareness to guide your life direction. It also teaches spiritually uplifting meditations to soothe the soul. But basically, power breathing is for high energy and vitality, for just anybody that needs a little bit more energy in their life.
Well, you're certainly a good example of what you're preaching now.
I like to think so, Anne. I'm very happy in what I'm doing. I'm still working and enjoying every moment of every day.
You are inspiring and motivating. How do you share your secrets with everyone?
Well, I am a lifetime member of the Psychics Directory, and the international now. They used to be Australian. And I also write articles and do private mentorings and professional inspirational speaking engagements, and I'm very happy to do that.
How do you compare yourself now to your earlier days?
Well, I do plan out my day, where I used to just run through my life ramshod. But these days I get up and plan and work to that plan, but in between I do my breathing techniques and my affirmation techniques, and I try very hard to walk the talk.
Yes. Very good. And what do you do now? How do you help others?
Well, basically, with my mentorings, I go to the spiritual churches and do talks there. I teach the senior citizens how to keep well and happy, and I even speak at the local libraries. I just like sharing what I know works for me, hoping that it'll work for others as well.
That sounds very good. You must be older than most of the people you're talking to by this.
Yes, there's not many out there. Most of my old friends have all passed over and gone on. But, yeah, I'm about the only one. I seem to be dealing more with middle-aged ladies and a little older and younger, but I don't get many of the old ones. No, I don't.
Right. What could my listeners do that would improve their daily lives? I mean, how much time would they need to devote to achieve favourable outcomes?
Well, if they were willing to devote, say, half an hour a day in deep breathings and affirmations and maybe a small meditation, they would be much healthier, they would have much more energy, and that would add another 2 hours to their day because they get through things quicker and not sit around being tired all the time. They've got the energy to go forward and do what they want.
So could they, if they were feeling a bit low during the day, could they just do some of these breathing techniques that you teach and that would give them a boost?
Well, there's several types of breathing, Anne. One is straight breathing. To me, that's magic. But if they want a surge of energy through the day, they just do the power breath, and that's so easy. It's all in the book.
Okay. As mentor and speaker, what are the most common questions you get asked and what is your answers?
Well, mentor and speaker, that's a tough one there, but I've got to work it out, haven't I? A lot of people, when I'm up front and I've got the audience, it's very strange how many people ask me, what is the gut feeling? And my answer there is, because they all get it and they want to follow it, but they're not trusting it. But my answer is, the gut feeling is your soul in action. If you get a bad feeling, then don't do it. If you get a good feeling, go for it and go really fly high. There's no middle line with gut feeling.
Very interesting. What recommendations would you make to someone who wants to start off on a new path?
I would go back a little in my past and check out, like I did, if there's a dream that they wanted to do later on in life. Mostly mothers get caught up rearing children and looking after husbands and family. They used to. It's not so much that way now, but find your passion, find out what makes you happy and follow that. Even if you start with a book on the subject, it seems to me that the universe comes in and brings everything you need. I advise everybody not to wait till they've got everything to follow their dream, because very seldom will they ever do that. We change as we go along and we have other dreams come in, but very seldom can you do it if you wait till you've got it all. Start, as I said, even if it's a book on the subject or go to a workshop, but do a favour to yourself. Follow your dream and find your passion.
That's very good advice, Kawina. Thank you. What do you think holds people back from changing their life and achieving their goals?
Mostly I think it's fear of taking the risk, or fear of upsetting others, or fear of not being good enough, fear of looking foolish, even fear of making mistakes and self-criticism. All of that, or just some of that. But fear seems to be the dominating word here, as far as I'm concerned. People get a little bit worried about looking foolish in front of their friends, or if they take a risk, they'll look even more foolish. But you won't be at true success, as far as I'm concerned, unless you take risks in life.
Thank you. That was really interesting. What have you found are the best methods and strategies for keeping oneself motivated and focused?
Well, basically, we'll go further on with that I just remarked about. And I would say do what you love to do. Do your deep belly breathing for plenty of oxygen and energy. And be discerning who you have as friends and support. And share your knowledge, experience and your money to help others. But always put yourself first. A lot of people always say to me that one, but that's selfish. It's not selfish. If you don't put yourself first, you're going to go down. Over helping others first, and you won't be able to help anybody that way. But if you put yourself first, especially your health, you'll be able to help a lot more people a lot longer.
Thank you. I believe in that too.
It's all good, Anne. We have to learn that lesson, especially the oldies.
I think as mothers we get distracted and, put the children first and then we forget about ourselves.
And during that time, we won't be there for the children eventually. So look after yourself, especially your health, as I said.
Yeah, so they all leave home.
Yep. You got that right, Anne.
Yeah, they all leave home and you end up on your own anyway.
Yes, and you've got to be well enough to enjoy the rest of your life.
That's right. So how have you expanded your business?
Well, basically, as I said in the one beforehand, I'm out there giving talks to help people, and I find a big deal here. I deal with Facebook. I absolutely am obsessed with Facebook, one of the greatest medias of all, and I feel that gets us out there even further in this modern day and age. I just love it. I'm not on the computer. I'm not good at that, but the Facebook, I've got it right down to an art.
Do you have any other products?
Yes, I have. I've created CDs several years ago, and I do have my book. That's about several years ago I created that. What I have done, and I'm very proud of it, I created a children's meditation, a CD. And even my publisher, he tried it with his two twin boys, and one boy was very, very awake at night. He was a night lifer like his mum, and he couldn't sleep at all. The first night he got the CD, he went fast asleep, and he slept for the years after that till he grew out of the children's CD. So I'm very proud of that. And I've also made a box of mentoring cards. So the box has 40 mentoring cards in it, and you take one a day. And that helps you be confident and like yourself a lot better.
Oh, that sounds good. What are your top three tips for reaching greater levels of success?
One is follow other people's success. Look for those people that have gone up the ladder and take what you feel is right for you out of their successes. I have faith in the Creator and faith in yourself. And never, ever again, I've learnt this one a big way, Anne, never criticise yourself.
Oh, okay.
Well, criticising yourself to me, and I might be going a bit deep here, dear, but to me, it's throwing it back to the Creator, what he created.
I see.
So, you know, if you think about that one, you'll find a meaning in that. But, yeah, just have faith in yourself and take big, fat risks.
Okay, I love your laugh. How has life changed for you?
Oh, incredibly. I had no idea I was going to be doing all this wonderful journey. I used to be just a normal little lady doing her motherly job and looking out, as you said, looking after the family and the kids. And then once I learned to sing, my whole life turned around. But once I got my book published and out there, I've become international and my whole life has gone on such a lot of wonderful experiences. I'm just flabbergasted myself at my journey. It's just absolutely wonderful.
And you have had some recognition for what you've been doing?
Oh, yes. I've become a lifetime member of the APA, Australian Psychics Association. That's the International Psychics Association now. And I went into the Hall of Fame with them. And people are always complimenting me on the work I do, even on Facebook and with the CDs and the book and the mentoring cards. I've got a wonderful life of looking after myself first, but then I look after others, and that makes me so happy.
Yes. I always wonder how people can make other people happy and not be affected by people that aren't happy, but I suppose it's infectious, your happiness.
It's not easy. I have to work at it, and you've got to do the work. Can't sit around on your backside doing nothing and expect all the lovely things to come to you. You've got to embrace life and also value who you truly are. Look for the good in yourself, not the bad.
Thank you. That sounds very good. So, needless to say, do you enjoy what you do?
Silly question, Anne. Yes, I absolutely do. I wouldn't change my life for $1 million.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. So what's the most satisfying part of your career now? It seems funny talking to an 87-year-old about their career.
Even me, I think it's funny too, Anne. The biggest turnaround was when I wrote my book and Darren Stevens took it on and published it for me. From that moment on, my whole life turned right around because I just wrote a simple book all about my experiences and what makes me happy and full of energy. And that helps teach others. And again, that's another sense of satisfaction to me.
What have you experienced when creating change in people?
Ah, that's a big one. That's a really interesting one there. Creative change in people. I do find the young ones are learning positives and even spiritual journey earlier in life than us because we didn't have any information or internet or anything to teach us. All we had was just positive thinking books from Napoleon Hill and people like that. But these days, all these wonderful workshops they can go to is making such a difference and they're becoming happier, younger.
That's very good. And you enjoy it when you see people you've helped change?
That's such a sense of achievement and happiness to me. When they come for a mentoring, sometimes they're very down and very sad and upset because their life's a little bit of a mess or a big bit. And when they go back out of the door, I feel just as happy as they do when they're smiling. That's a wonderful achievement and I just thoroughly enjoy it, Anne.
Oh, that's great. So what's your greatest passion in life? Would you like to share?
Well, it is the teaching.
Yes.
The speaking, I'd rather be a speaker 24/7 if I could. But I love speaking and doing the inspirational talks.
Ah, so you do a lot of speaking?
Quite a lot, yes. I go to clubs and I go to the senior sits and speak to them, teach them the breathing, teach them the affirmations and show them how they can make themselves happy. I can't make anyone happy, but I can show others how they can do it for themselves.
Would you like to share a quote? What's your favourite quote?
I'll tell you, that one is very short. I'm too blessed to be... You've got me all mixed up there. I'm too blessed to be stressed. There we go.
I haven't heard that one before.
Oh, it's a beauty. And the more you say it to yourself, the more you become that one.
So I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Yeah.
Very good.
I refuse to be stressed because that doesn't help your physical body either.
No. Okay. So what else are you doing?
I think that pretty well covers me, Anne. I'm pretty flat out there. I am promoting my book, Happiness is Just a Breath Away. I take that to most of my places where I speak and people buy them there or if they do anything through the talks and that to help me, they get a book for helping. Now we've got the Facebook is my next favourite thing to do. I'm up till midnight doing that.
Ah, all right.
My daughter has to tell me to go to bed. But I do, now and then I have a little power nap when I get time, just to catch up on the night time that I leave. You know, I'm up too late.
So how much sleep do you need a night?
I get about 6 hours and that's plenty.
Really?
Yeah.
6 hours. And you're...
Absolutely.
And you're fighting fit, aren't you?
Well, that's basically because of the extra oxygen I put into the body. You've got to do the work. You can't just expect it for nothing. You've got to make the effort if you want to be happy, healthy and full of energy.
Okay. Well, that sounds very good advice. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we finish off?
Oh, I would like to share maybe start early. Don't wait till you're old. And maybe start when you're at 40 because we start to lose parts of our energy as we get older from then on. And I do have one thing I would like to share. There's a certain supplement that I take and it's quite magic. It's called CoQ10 150 mg. Don't get any less than 150 because that's not got the energy. But that helps replace the hormones and so forth as they get weaker as you get older. Working that in with the oxygen, I think I've found the magic secret for energy.
Okay, how can you just spell that, please?
A big C, O, 10, just a 1 and an O, a dash in between, 1 and an O, then a space, and then M, 150, yes, it's 150 MGSs.
Oh, okay.
Have you got it?
Yes.
O, Q, 10.
Okay.
150 megs.
Is that recommended for any age or?
And no, you can take that. I advise you take it from middle age at least on. One a day only. It's all you need.
All right.
Surprised in a month or two how much energy you have.
Okay. Thank you.
All good.
Well, thank you for your valuable insights, Kawina.
It's been an absolute pleasure, love. You know I love to talk. Thank you, Anne. It's been an honour to be in.
Thank you. I know my listeners will want to know more. So how can they find out more about you or your book or your work? How would they contact you?
Well, they go to my website, www.expandingenergies.com.au.
Okay, expandingenergies.com.au.
And for the Facebook, it's, this would be better. Mobile 640, sorry everyone, and 538. I'll do that one again.
Okay.
The mobile is 0415-640-538.
538. Okay. Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.